Hey folks, and welcome to The Boss's Desk, where we look out for you, giving you the best in geek news and movie reviews. I'm your host, The Big Boss, and I'm here with my man, The Professor.
What's up, y'all? What's happening?
What's going on?
Not a lot, man. Not a lot.
So, we got a couple things we're going to touch on today. We're going to talk about this second Punisher, or this final Punisher trailer that came out. Yeah, which was just amazing.
Quite possibly the best trailer for anything I have ever sat and watched. It was so well done.
Yeah, definitely. And then we'll jump right into Inhumans, and then we'll wrap it up with a Kingsman review.
Works. Sounds good to me.
All right. So let's get back into it. Let's get back into this Punisher trailer, man. Because I'm thinking that this was close, if not better, than the Logan trailer.
I would probably lean, for me personally, I would lean towards it being better. Now I like, look, there have been a lot of good trailers. Like, the Logan trailer was great. The Thor Ragnarok trailers have been pretty amazing. But just something about this trailer, the way they did it with the music and the way everything flows in together, mm-hmm. and that without really giving anything away, like, there's really nothing to give away in the trailer. The most they give away is the beginning where the wife gets killed. But everybody already knows that's why he turns into what he turns into, because his wife and his kid get killed.
Exactly.
And it just, like, look, he was great in Daredevil season 2. The guy is very clearly the perfect pick to play this character.
Oh, yeah.
And it just, if you weren't excited and ready for that series before, this trailer just had to push you over the top, because it was just so well put together. Perfect song choice. The way it fades in with everything, as far as like the gunshots echoing the drum beats. Oh, I've watched it at least a dozen times at this point.
Oh, yeah. I just watched it again this morning, just because I just wanted to hear the track. The Metallica track on there was just perfect. I think that was just perfection for this trailer.
A stroke of genius.
Yeah, and they did it in the style, like, I just recently watched Baby Driver, and it's kind of like the same, kind of like the beats of the trailer get moved by the music, and it was just beautiful. It's like you watch the build up, you get a little bit of his backstory, you see that he's with his wife, and then there's this flash, she gets taken out, and then it's just mayhem.
Oh, it's just carnage.
It's just straight carnage after that. And it was just perfect. This is what we want. This is the Punisher that we've always kind of wanted. And we got a little semblance of the first one with Thomas Jane, but we didn't get as much blood. Like, there was a lot of blood in Warzone, but Warzone wasn't the Punisher that we wanted.
No. Now, it's funny. I see a lot of people out there talking about how they think Ray Stevens was the better Punisher and that movie was the best one they've done. I look at that and I go, I don't get it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, was that movie fun? Yeah, it was kind of fun. Yeah. Was it really, really over-the-top gory? Good Lord, was it?
Yeah.
But it just wasn't, I don't know. To me, it didn't have the Punisher feel that this guy has from Daredevil going into this show. He just, something about Jon Bernthal that just, he's got that feel that you want.
Yeah.
You know, he feels like an ex-vet that's, you know, lost everything and at this point just doesn't care, and it's all over for everybody else.
Yeah. I mean, Bernthal's bread and butter are the tortured characters that he plays. I think, like, when it boils down to it, like, every other film or any other show that I've seen him on, he's always played this kind of like warped, corrupted individual, and it's not by his own devices, it's by external forces that have just tore him down. And like, he just does well. He just shines well in those roles. I know I was apprehensive when they said, oh, we're going to be doing a new Punisher and Thomas Jane isn't going to be in it. And I'm like, I was apprehensive up until they told me that Jon Bernthal was going to be cast as Punisher. And I don't know how I didn't see that.
See, I don't really know Bernthal all that well, because I know he was, what, was Walking Dead, I think, was the last big one that he was doing show-wise.
He did. Walking Dead, I think he was in Fury. He was in Fury, the Brad Pitt tank movie.
Okay.
And he did a movie with The Rock. I can't remember what it was called. It was like, his son got kidnapped and he needed to get his son, and Jon Bernthal was the only guy that could get him in, but he was reluctant to get in because he was just like, he used to be about that life and now he was trying to change his life. It was cool.
Okay. Yeah. See, I never saw many of the others. I never saw Fury. I watched first season of Walking Dead and didn't like it, so I didn't go back to it.
Yeah.
So I didn't know anything about him. Thomas Jane, I love Thomas Jane from even though the first Punisher was, I mean, the first one with him in it was such a great movie.
Yeah.
I liked him as Castle. And then when they did that 10-minute short, that Dirty Laundry clip to try to reboot him getting into the role, that was awesome.
That was
amazing. So I was kind of like, man, I really wanted to see Thomas Jane come back in this because I think he had the right feel. And then you see just the first image in Daredevil of Bernthal as he's walking. You see him from behind as he's walking through the hospital with a purpose and the shotgun by his side. And you're like, okay, this could be something different.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was so good, just so good at it. You know, and for them to now go from really essentially what most people would consider to Netflix losses with Iron Fist and Defenders. You know, most people didn't really like them too much. I like them both, but I'm, you know, the Marvel guy. I kind of will give, you know, more lean to most of their stuff. But to go from those two that a lot of people didn't like to this trailer to show what this show is going to be about, I think they're going to make a massive, massive rebound on this one. I think this potentially come out better than Daredevil's. And I loved the Daredevil series.
Yeah, yeah. Daredevil was on point. So, and especially since he's stemming from there, I know that Punisher is going to be everything that we want it to be and more. So I'm excited because I'm looking at some of the people that are in the cast in that trailer, and it looks solid. Like, I'm ready. I'm ready for
this. Very much so. Very much so. I mean, look, he's a secondary character in Daredevil season 2, and all you wanted was more of him. You know, you didn't. I personally, when I'm watching season 2, I don't care as much about the Elektra storyline. I care totally about the Punisher storyline, and wanted more of him for season 2. I thought that would have been amazing. So I can't wait for this. And I still think I'm still going on record. I've seen other people say it now too. November 17th, the day Justice League comes out.
Yeah, man. It's
the day the Punisher comes out on Netflix. I'm banking that's going to be the day.
You heard it here first, folks.
Because Marvel is pricks when it comes to that timeline, man. That's what they keep doing.
Yep.
Every time, you know, the Justice League trailer came out, here comes Thor Ragnarok trailer. The Wonder Woman trailer came out, here comes the Spider-Man trailer. They're just lying in wait, waiting for DC to do something so they can go, oh, hey, we got this too.
Yep. Yeah, man. It's like, at first I was kind of like, maybe they won't do it. They won't do it. But you were like, I think they're going to do it. I think they're going to release it the same time that Justice League comes out. I'm like, no. But this last trailer with all the buildup and with all the scenes that they showed us, for them to be like coming soon, 2017, and we literally only have 3 months left in this year. Come on.
it just makes sense because that's what they did again. They did it with, I think it was Batman Superman was Daredevil season 1 came out the same day.
Yep.
That's why I'm saying this just makes perfect sense that this is what they're going to do.
Yeah.
Because they've already done it before and they just don't, you know, none given. They just don't care. They're going to put it out there and go head to head.
Yep. Yeah, man. So, looking forward to that. Well, let's move into other Marvel territory. A little bit of a loss here, but
a little bit.
We'll talk about the Inhumans, man. So,
and that was hard to watch.
Yeah. So I was that one idiot that bought the IMAX tickets and went to go see this.
I was going to, and if I hadn't completely forgotten about it, I would have been right there with you because I actually was going to do it to check it out.
Yeah.
But, man, that initial trailer that came out for that before it ever hit the theaters, the initial trailer they put out for the show, I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Yeah. Yeah, it was rough. It was rough. It's just like, and that's the thing. Like, I couldn't have imagined you spending money to go see this and having the same kind of, I think you would have been livid.
Oh, I would have been heated. I would have been so heated because, man, this was just not good.
Yeah.
This was not good, unfortunately. You know, and it's hard for me to go from saying I'm a Marvel guy who gives them a little bit leniency, but, you know, like we were talking offline, I started to watch it Friday night and I didn't get too into it. And I got distracted, so I stopped watching it and just let it record. And I tried to watch it again Saturday, and man, it was just bad. I mean, I don't even know of any good anything good that I can pull out of it that I actually enjoyed. Maybe Lockjaw, because it's a big dog. That's about as close as I'm going to get.
That's it.
there was really nothing, you know. Medusa doesn't come off as a regal character to me. She comes off as just a, you know, I can't even say exactly what she comes off as, but to me, she, in the comics, she's a very regal queen character.
Right.
And I did not feel that at all in the TV show.
Nah.
You know, it's, I think a lot of it was the language. Like, in the comics, it's a royal family. It's regal language. It's, you know, it's well spoken, you know, well thought out words coming out of their mouths, and you watch the TV show, and oh my god,
it's a struggle.
It's a hard struggle.
Yeah, like this is legit. I'm seeing the first L that Marvel has caught in this entire franchise.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean they've done exceedingly well, but like, Inhumans was advertised as Game of Thrones with superpowers. That's what they marketed it as. They said out of their mouths, some, I don't know if it was just the showrunners or the writers, but they were pinning it as Game of Thrones in the Marvel universe. And that's not what we got at
all. It's not even close. Not even close. I mean, the guy playing Black Bolt is, he's got the right look physically. Yeah. But just the emotions that he gives and the emoting he does facial wise is just awful. He's just not good.
It's so bad, because this, I feel like the guy who plays Black Bolt, name is Anson Mount, and I feel like he's getting such a bad shake with this, because he really is a good actor. Like, if you've ever watched Hell on Wheels, he was brilliant in that series.
Was he?
Yeah, and I love that series. It's the reason why I thought that Anson Mount would have been better served as Johnny Blaze, Ghost Rider. That's why that's where I thought they might use him. But okay, to use him as Black Bolt, I was like, oh man, well, I'm not going to get him in Ghost Rider like I wanted, so let's just see how this goes. And it's just, it was rough. It was rough. I don't know if it was just the direction or if it was just the way that they wrote it. It just wasn't practical. It wasn't realistic the way that they treated Black Bolt. It's like, yo, you fit everybody, you have all this high tech in your society, you fit everybody with these communicating devices, and you give a communicating device to the one person in your population who can't speak at all. Like, that doesn't make sense. So I'm trying to figure that out. And then you got Karnak, who, like, the way that they treated him was horrible. Like
it was bad.
It was bad. Like, the fighting was rough, and like, so, the way that they, I don't know, it's just the way that they treated the story. Like, I understand you have to create dramatic effect. There's a build up. You have to separate the characters and put them in a weakened state so that they can regain their abilities and find each other and team back up. But it was just like, it just made no sense. It's like, Lockjaw takes the girl, he takes the people, like, he takes people to the planet, but he can't teleport them to the same place. Like, I just don't understand.
Yeah, that didn't make any sense. Well, but, and it's like, you know, going back to Karnak, it's like I said, like, I think I text you, or I chat you when I was watching, I'm like, people hated Finn Jones in Iron Fist because they said he couldn't do the action scenes. This man is making Finn Jones look like Bruce Lee. That's how bad his fighting is in the show.
Yo, it was
and
so
then they
bad.
Turn him into the Prince of Persia. Like, I don't remember. I always knew the character had the ability to find the weak point in things and take advantage of those weak points.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember him ever being able to start a fight, lose that fight, and then go, well, that didn't work, and back everything up and do it again.
Yeah. It's like,
that was just bizarre.
Like, I could see what they were trying to do. They were trying to make his abilities more like predictive, you know, I guess accelerated thinking or something like that, or, you know, whatever he was doing. It was allowing him to think of a moment in a pocket time where he can kind of calculate all the outcomes and then just go through it,
I guess.
But they slow it down for us, but it doesn't make it look like the ability that he actually has.
No, instead, it makes it look like he can control time.
Yeah, I've seen it done in an animated, in the animated universe. I've seen it done on Ultimate Spider-Man very well. Like, you watch his vision and you could see him pinpoint weak points and just take them out. And right. that's how it's supposed to be. It's just like quick thinking. We want to be in the action. Boom, boom. That's it. But to slow it down that drastically, it's a pain. It's a pain. Like,
well, but then, and then it doesn't make any sense when you're watching it. Like if you're watching it for the first time as, let's say, like an Agents of Shields fan who liked the show, isn't really a hardcore Marvel person, but just watching it to check it out. They go to check out the Inhumans and they see this scene where it plays through. It doesn't, they never explain what exactly he's doing or, yeah. or what exactly his ability is to do that. You're also looking at it going, wait a minute, what is he? Is he going back in time? Is it, what is going on here?
Yeah.
It makes zero sense whatsoever. Like it's just not well put together at all.
Nah.
I mean, a dude from Game of Thrones was probably the best part of the show.
Yeah.
When it came down to it, and I can never remember his name. It's Ewan, like Ewan something.
Yeah, yeah.
Weird Ewan name.
Something. Yeah.
But like he wasn't that bad, because he plays a good bad guy. Obviously, if you watch Game of Thrones, he plays a very good bad guy. But it just like the writing's terrible and the acting wasn't very good, and you know, it's just so strange.
Yeah, and then the girl who plays Crystal, it's like. You kind of feel like, okay, she's going to be our conduit into this world, and she's so forgettable. Like,
oh, she's not good.
Yeah.
Not good. The one scene, she spends 10 minutes saying, Lockjaw, wake up, over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. Like, oh, my God. Say it three times, say it twice, be done with it. She said it literally like 8 times.
Yeah, it was rough. It was rough.
Bad. It was just bad.
Oh, man.
You know, and then, you know, spoiler alert, you know, for anybody who hasn't watched it. So the Medusa hair stuff is okay as they're mm-hmm. showing it in action.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that she's standing completely still, not involving herself in any way, shape, or form is really awkward looking.
Yeah, yeah.
And then your method around it is to shave her head.
Yeah, like, come on. It was rough. They should have kept with the original plan and made this a film and cast it the way that it should have been cast
yep.
and spent time on it.
Yes. I think as a 2-hour movie integrated into the Marvel Cinematic Universe with better actors and a better story writer would have made a lot more sense.
Yep.
But it's just they I don't know why the decision was to pull it and make it a TV show instead. I don't know if it's because they finally decided they were going to do the Captain Marvel movie to get the first solo, you know, Marvel female hero movie out there, which they're still taking their time on. It's not until 2019, I don't think, you know, or it might be next year. I don't remember exactly when Captain Marvel comes out.
Yeah,
but,
I think it's 2019.
You know, the decision to kind of put Captain Marvel in its place to an extent makes sense, but then maybe just back the movie up and just do it the year after.
Yeah.
You know, keep it as a movie. Don't because now, you can use things like the Skrulls and things like that. In a Humans movie makes that much more sense.
Yeah. Yep. And then that would be one way that you could now loop back S.H.I.E.L.D. into the mix. That could have been S.H.I.E.L.D.'s conduit. You know what I'm saying? Especially with this season coming up, and I'm thinking they're going S.W.O.R.D. So it's like,
yeah, that sort of make the most sense from how it ended.
So it's like, if you're going that direction, like Inhumans would be the greatest conduit to get Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. involved in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah. Which, I mean, at this point, I think they should just do. They should stop playing around and stop trying to keep the two, even though it's one world, stop trying to keep the two pieces separate.
Yeah.
You know, because especially now, going back to The Punisher, if any of these guys from any of these TV shows are movie ready, Bernthal's character as the Punisher in a movie is 100% movie ready. Like, you could move him from one to the other and not miss a beat.
Nope. Yeah, exactly.
You might have some issues with some of the other guys. Maybe not so much Charlie Cox and Daredevil. I think he would probably be okay.
Yeah.
Mike Coulter and Luke Cage would probably be all right. Jessica Jones, I don't really like her to begin with, but she would probably be all right. Finn Jones would struggle, I think, in a full-time movie situation.
Yeah.
But, you know, if any of them are ready to go, like, tomorrow to be from the small screen, quote-unquote, to the big screen, it would absolutely be Bernthal's character.
Oh, yeah.
To move him to the big screen would be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, so, we'll see how this season turns out with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., because I just recently heard that Disney Disney had to fight with ABC to keep Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. on TV. Because ABC really? Was about to cancel it. Yeah.
That'd be surprising. I thought they did pretty well last season, yeah. ratings-wise.
Yeah, I think they were just like, they were reeling from the fact that Inhumans was doing so bad that, okay, well, they really wanted to end Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. There was a season when Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was like kind of rough to get through. It was taking a little while to get some plot points. That's when ABC was trying to get rid of it. But Disney made them hold on. And we got that. I think last season was really strong.
You know? Last season was very strong. I thought last season was great.
Yeah.
But I think now, probably stepping back to look at it, I think ABC is going to realize, you know, hey, look, let's be honest, Inhumans is probably not going to make it past a single season. You know, and if, like we were talking about earlier, if what James Gunn said on his Facebook Live video is true, we already know it's not going to make it past first season. You know, for I don't know if anybody if you don't follow James Gunn on Facebook, you should, because the guy is a fun follow. He's an honest guy. He tells you the truth as to how things are behind the scenes. He's not going to lie. He's going to tell you what you know, any rumors that come through. If he knows the truth, he's going to tell you the truth. The only thing the guy won't tell is his Easter eggs from his movies.
Right.
But, you know, he was doing a Facebook Live and somebody said, James, can you please save the Inhumans? And his response was, I don't think anybody can save the Inhumans. So it sounds like that show's going down in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Because the other piece of it was, you know, it was advertised for a long time as Inhumans Season 1. Well, now apparently it's being advertised as Inhumans the Complete Series, meaning it's not going to go past one season because it's only going to get the one. So, you know, ABC could be to making that turnaround going, well, we're going to lose this. We might want to keep the other one, you know, to have some kind of Marvel product on our channel.
Right.
Right. So I wouldn't be surprised to see Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. stick around. Plus, like you said, it was the last season was very good.
Yeah.
But to get rid of it now would be really, really silly because it's really good right now.
I feel like ABC has such a close relationship with Marvel and Disney that it just will kind of be foolish for them to get rid of that. And plus, they're bringing shows on to their Freeform channel that are Marvel related. So it's just like, at this point, stick with it. Like, especially with Shield's popularity is definitely up there and solid. So,
well, they own ABC, don't they?
That's what I thought. I was under the impression that they owned it. So I didn't know why this conflict was even a discussion.
Yeah, exactly. Why they would even be worried about it. So, no, Inhumans, I'm with you. Inhumans was definitely a loss. That's not going to go anywhere. It's just bad. Maybe they'll reconsider and switch it to a movie at some point. You know,
hopefully.
Reboot the whole thing and just call it a day, because right now it's not good.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing to remember, tonight, depending on when this goes out, Monday night and the 2nd, The Gifted starts tonight. So I may have to check that out, too, to see where that's going to go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because I definitely want to see that. Because if it's getting the good ratings, the good hype that it's getting right now, I definitely think it's going to be an enjoyable show. I like Legion, so it's not like Fox Marvel isn't really putting out good TV shows. So.
Right. Just got to be careful with Fox. Fox cancels everything. We all know.
Right? Yeah. Maybe this might be the year, because it's like a lot of shows who I thought were going to get canceled on Fox last season are still hanging on. I mean, like, look, Gotham's still on TV, so you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
For better or worse, they're sticking with their brands.
You know, right now for me, it's for worse. I thought the show started off all right, but right now it's definitely for worse, in my opinion. But yeah, we can cover that another time.
Yeah, that'll be another podcast we put out here. But I guess today we'll round it out with a nice little Kingsman review, Kingsman 2.
Golden
Circle came out in theaters not last week, but the week before. And it's definitely I definitely enjoyed it. I like all jokes aside, like comparing it to the first one, you're not gonna get the novelty that you got with the first one,
right?
But it's action packed. I basically felt like they took this, like, the pace of the second half of Kingsman 1 is basically the pace for the entire movie of Kingsman 2.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I think what it runs into now. I enjoyed the movie. Do I think it was a great movie? No. Will I own it at some point? Yeah. But I think it runs into that same thing that a lot of movies do. When that first movie is a sleeper hit, like the first Kingsman, if I remember correctly, was pretty much a sleeper hit. Like, it wasn't,
yeah,
you know, didn't get a lot of hype in the theaters. And then when people started to see it, started coming out in home video, and some people started to go, hey, this is actually pretty good.
Yeah.
And for me, it was the same thing. I didn't see the first one in the theaters. When it came out, I guess I caught it on TV, or I caught it on like HBO or something. I was like, wow, this is actually a really fun movie.
Yeah.
You know, and that's, you know, that lightning in a bottle kind of thing. So then, right, when you go to make part two, you try to give people the same thing that you had before. And a lot of times that's really hard to do. Like, look, they can't all be John Wick. You know, John Wick was the same thing. John Wick number one, nobody knew much about it. But when everybody saw it, they realized how great a movie John Wick was.
Yeah.
John Wick two, just as good in my opinion,
yeah,
as the first one. Just, and that was kind of similar. It kind of kept off where, you know, left off and started in the same position as the second one. But there's something about that movie that just, you know, really had the power to keep it going. Kingsman, yeah, there was something about the second one that didn't have that same power the first one had, which was kind of a shame.
Yeah.
Because the first one was a really good sleeper. But the second one, while enjoyable, just did not have the same feel to it. It did, I think, like you kind of, what you were kind of getting at, I think it did feel a little forced in certain areas.
Yeah.
And just wasn't as good as it probably could have been.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like we're missing a lot of character development in this one. I felt like the story of Eggsy was pretty much like the reason I really loved Kingsman. It was just like, you know, it was kind of like a mix between a coming of age, but a proving ground. It's like a test of manhood. You know what I'm saying? A coming into adulthood type of story, and you watch this guy develop into this, I mean, for lack of a better term, a superhero, basically a super spy, you know.
Right.
And it's part of what makes the movie so great. It's the second time around as they're trying to continue that story, and then they introduce a lot of things that are just like that they make more questions than they do answers.
Yeah.
And, I think it was just like, for me, it's like the first one was a sleeper hit. The second one came out, and I think they just felt really hype about it because it was like the first one did so well. This one's definitely going to do so well. I think the power that John Wick had was that it was John Wick. It was going to be John Wick regardless of whether or not we liked the first one, they were going to make this film. You know what I'm saying? And it didn't feel like they took things to heart, like they were hype on the press. You know what I'm saying? Kingsman 2 felt like it was hype on the press, you know? So, I don't know. I mean, like, it was definitely enjoyable. It was definitely watchable, and I'm definitely going to get it when it comes out on DVD or Blu-ray. You know what I'm saying? But for the most part, I was just like, nah, it's cool.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I mean, it's a fun movie. It doesn't, like I already said, it doesn't have that same kind of hit as the first one did, but it's right. Definitely worth saying. I mean, there's
yeah.
You know, it's like, it's kind of like Hitman's Bodyguard when we talked about that before. Hitman's Bodyguard is not a great movie, but it's absolutely worth saying because it's just fun. You know, if you like the fun, stupid kind of action movies, you know, where you can kind of turn your brain off a little bit, and not expect, you know, any kind of in-depth. Look, the premise of the movie is not, you know, an Oscar-winning movie, it's very silly in a lot of where it goes to. And I think a lot of that's on purpose.
Yeah.
That it's, they kind of want to be that modern-day James Bond that's just a little bit sillier than James Bond would have been.
Right, right.
And it works. You know, for that particular franchise, it works just fine. You know, but, you know, if you go in looking for, you know, James Bond, you're not going to find it because it's not that kind of, you know, serious movie. It's very, very silly, but it's, for what it is, it's awesome.
Yeah, definitely.
That's what I think.
Yeah, so it's definitely worth a look over, folks. If it's still in theaters, I would definitely catch it. You know, regular show, matinee, it's all good. No special viewings are required for this one. I think I saw it in I saw it in AMC Prime, so the seats rumble and everything at certain high action points. Yeah, like, that's cool. Like, that's cool. And it's worth the ticket if you want to, especially for an action film like this, that's something that you kind of want to see that in, you know. But, like, you know, if they had, like, 3D or anything, nah, you're good. You're not missing anything.
I went in IMAX because I thought it was 3D, and I remember looking when I was buying a ticket going, oh, cool, it's going to be in 3D. And then I got there, and the guy was like, no, it's just 2D. And I was like, oh, that's disappointing. But I still enjoyed it. You mean like I'm the IMAX snob anyway. I'm going to go to most of my movies in IMAX, especially if the 3D's there. But yeah, it's definitely not one where you need to be in an IMAX theater, where you need to be, you know, in the 4K theaters, whatever the big ones are. You could definitely go see it in a regular matinee, not pay full price for it, but still enjoy it.
Yeah, definitely.
And there's no after credits in this one, so if you're going, don't worry about sticking around after the credits are over. You can head out.
Yeah, no need to stick around for that one. So. Yep. Well, that's it. That's all we got here. So that's it for us here at the Boss's Desk. If you're tuning in for the first time, don't forget to follow us on the various social media outlets. We're on Facebook. Search for us under the Boss's Desk. We're on Twitter at the Boss's Desk. And YouTube, you just search for the Boss's Desk, and we have all our podcasts are there, housed there. If you have any questions or anything you heard in the show or in the news that you want us to talk about on our podcasts, just tweet at the Boss's Desk or send us an email at questions@thebossesdesk.com. And you might hear a question get air here on our podcast.
Absolutely.
So this week, coming out in the theaters, only one I'm interested in right now is Blade Runner 2049. So I'm going to get myself ready by watching the original. And I think they released an anime that's supposed to talk about the time in between the first one and this one coming out, and then I'm going to go watch 2049 at some point this weekend.
Is that this weekend? I thought it was this weekend. I'll have to make sure I fix plans for that.
Yeah.
I haven't watched the first one, and I couldn't tell you how long, but I know the first one. I always loved the first one, so yeah. Definitely looking forward to seeing this one come through. So, you know, and then beyond that, you know, we got about 4 weeks. We got Ragnarok.
Oh, yes.
We're Ragnarok coming.
I got then, my ticket. A
couple weeks after that. I don't have mine yet, but I certainly believe I will.
Yes, sir.
Couple weeks after that, we got Justice League and what I believe to be The Punisher on the same day. You know, and then come December, got the big Part 8.
Yup. Oh, man, so, I'm excited about that. So
we got some good stuff coming the rest of this year.
Yeah, man. So look for that, and we'll try and get you some updates and some reviews out accordingly at the times that they come out. So pay attention and look for us, and we'll share. So if you're following, you'll see all of that.
Sure.
All right, so that's it for us here at the Boss's Desk, guys. We'll catch you next week.
See you.
Laters.